The day I left, we did get the decision from the Alaska Supreme Court on the Sitkans for Responsible Government. This dealt with the initiative dealing with Sawmill Cove. In that case, the Alaska Supreme Court dealt with only two issues of a number of issues that came up. These were more procedural. They deal with the language of the initiative that was put in different sections. They also dealt with the process. Can you have an automatic vote, or do you have to have initiative? In both cases, the courts reversed the Superior Court decisions, finding that as far as the language, it wasn't as confusing as some initiatives that come up to the Supreme Court. As far as the process, they noticed that SICA does have some conflicting sections and asked us to take a look at that and clean it up ourselves. What the court did, though, is they sent back to Superior Court to finally deal with the issues on the merits. What this case deals with is for, do the voters vote on an issue about municipal assets? In this case, it dealt with the Sawmill Cove property, any sales or lease of a certain value. Do the voters get to approve or disapprove those sales? What happened was 2 weeks prior to that decision, the Alaska Supreme Court issued a decision dealing with Kenai Peninsula. Kenai Peninsula case is very similar. In fact, we use some of the same pleadings and the same briefing that Kenai did on it. A lot of our municipalities were facing the same issues. In that case, the voters, the initiative said that the voters need to approve any capital expenditures by the Kenai Peninsula Borough that are $1 million or more. The court said, no, that is not a proper initiative. That violates the constitutional prohibition that says initiatives can't deal with appropriations. In other words, they can't determine how a municipality is going to spend its assets. If it's land, if it's money, if it's personal property, salmon, fish, they've had these cases. So what happened was when we got the decision from Ketchikan, or from the Kenai Peninsula Borough, I gave notice to the Supreme, or to the Assembly, that case was coming down. We did expect something to break on our case. When we got our decision, what we did do, and I gave Assembly notice, we get sent a one-page letter to the Superior Court putting them on notice when this remand occurs. In other words, the Supreme Court simply sent the case back to the Superior Court to say, decide the other issues. And one of those issues is this issue of the appropriation. So we simply gave a one-page notice to the Superior Court, gave the pages that are come up in the Kenai case, the pages in our decisions, and ask them to review that on their decision. At this point, we don't spend any more money. We don't have any more legal arguments. It's simply up to the Superior Court to make the decision, this time on the merits of the case. So that's where we stand on this.
Thank you. As long as we're not getting too much into it, but...
You determine if we're
well,
going to
no, I would it. Think the attorney could determine okay. if they're appropriate questions, so go ahead.
One of the, what I heard you just state is that the citizens through initiative process cannot determine how a city's going to spend its money, its appropriation. Then I guess some of our ordinance states that for any property sales outside of the Sawmill Cove Industrial Park, there are these limits, whether it's a lease or whether it's a sale, and there's price breakpoints, which I do not know at this time. Is that a legal ordinance or is that not?
And that is one of the issues that we took up in front of the Alaska Supreme Court, and it's mentioned in the decision. It was not done by an initiative. That one was actually done by an assembly. And we said in that case, that is one, too, that we have concerns about because it is the legislative function of this body to make those decisions. Doesn't mean you can't go out for an advisory vote, and we have done that before on municipal property. Should we sell it or not? We've done advisory, but we did put the court on notice. We did have concerns about that. We may not be consistent in that, and the court's aware of that.
So we're not consistent, but are you saying that the assembly cannot choose to give away, not to give, but to allow allow the citizens to have the initiative process to give that power to the citizens? And then to take their their majority vote.
And I'm saying that the Alaska Constitution says that citizens can't make that decision. Just as I said, it doesn't bar an assembly to sending something out and asking the voters for an advisory vote.
For advisory.
But ultimately, it's going to be your responsibility.
So it's never a binding vote. It's only an advisory vote.
That is correct.
Always, with the current structure, it's always an advisory vote, even in the ordinance that says that it has to go to a vote.
That's the issue.
Of the Sawmill Cove,
that is the issue that we addressed in front of the Alaska Supreme Court, and we dealt with in our briefing as well, and said, even though the assembly passed that one, it is not consistent under the Constitution. They can send it out, but it would be treated as advisory.
That's the way we are existing right now. It's only advisory.
We haven't had any votes that have come up. The other thing we did, we worked with the clerk's office to go through every single initiative, every single vote that had gone out to the voters. And it looked like it would have been simply for an advisory opinions in the past, and that's the position we were taking in order to be consistent with the Alaska Constitution. Ultimately, you know, it is the assembly that needs to make those hard decisions, and it's the Constitution that placed that power before you. We're not like some states, you know, they are work out of a townhouse meeting where people vote on it. The Alaska Constitution was written to say, when it comes to appropriations, how to spend those monies, you've got to decide. You can't wait for an election. You just can't function that way. The power rests with the assembly.
So at this point, we're looking at maybe changing the other ordinance that we have on the book that refers to properties outside of Sawmill Cove?
That's what we have suggested.
And this is not costing us anything further, you said, at this point?
No. At this point, everything is in front of the Superior Court. They need to make decisions. There's also issues about the comprehensive plan because this particular initiative didn't go through that approach. There's a case right on that. There's several issues that go to the merits of this, but that's up to the Superior Court. At this point, they make the decision. There's no more briefing. There's no more oral argument.
So we do have, we are not using, utilizing any outside counsel at this point.
That's correct.
One additional question, if I may.
Okay.
Teresa, from my memory, and it may not be accurate, is I believe we did go out to a vote of the people under the ordinance that we've been referring to outside of Sawmill Cove Industrial Park for the Sampson Tug Barge property. That we went outside the process, people voted, and we accepted their vote.
And I can't recall that. I know we went back with the clerk, and we went through every single vote and ballot initiative that we had and did the analysis on that. Mm-hmm. So that's all I can recall. Sure. I got to admit, we did the briefing back in 2008, 2010, but we went through all of that. But particularly in the last few years, the court's been coming down on the appropriation issue and has been very much narrowing it and making clear that especially for appropriations issues, that is something that rests with the assembly and it's not to be done by the voters.